the Losh and Eitz, the Nefesh HaChayim Shadalet, when he talks about the Kiddush HaTorah, the Kiddush HaMitzvah, so the Chayim V'Losh and V'Loy Yoyit, and the Shigam Oysa HaKiddush HaVichiyusam, V'Oyra Shal HaMitzvah, Shemekad Shemekhay L'Odem HaMekayim, that which a mitzvah has the power, the kedusha, the chiyus, to be mekadosh the person who's fulfilling the mitzvah, asher kedushon the mitzvah, a bet mekayim mitzvah that brings him a kedusha, who nilkich the nishva rak mikedushos of the oira shatayr kedusha. The whole koyach, the whole kedusha that a mitzvah has, it only comes as a result of the kedusha shatayr. Ki a mitzvah less than megamo shum chiyus for kedusha v'oriklal. The endless of mitzvah intrinsically, a mitzvah by itself, has no intrinsic kedusha. Has no oyer which can be mekadosh and mechay atoyer. Rak mitzvah kedushas oifis hatoyer, haksuv be'inyin oif ha-mitzvah. What gives the mitzvah the chiyus and the kedusha to be mekadosh the person? The parsh of the toyer, the oifis hatoyer, the parsh of the toyer. That's what gives the mitzvah the koyach to be mekadosh the person. Maybe for the Chayim V'Losh we can mechad, and that's what it means. He ne'er mitzvah v'toyre oil. The ne'er itself has no light. It's the oil which has the light. The mitzvah intrinsically is like a ne'er. It doesn't have the koyach to mekadosh. The koyach that it receives is only oil. That's the mitzvah the toyre, which the toyre itself is oil. The Leila once said that since the whole kedusha of the mitzvah comes as a result of the toyre, is the more a person has a shaykhus with the Torah of the mitzvah, the more one was oisik previously before one does the mitzvah in the Torah of that mitzvah, that brings the person a greater shaykhus with the mitzvah, and that allows the mitzvah to have the greatest power of kedusha. The name of the Torah for Rosh Hashanah, I'm getting hands on mitzvah tzkiyus, is a rather big inyan that we should be taka oisik in the inyan of tzkiyus. Let's start with this. What we know already, the Aleph Beis, Midday Reife, a person on Rosh Hashanah only has to blow 9 koilas. 9 koilas, 3 times Tekiyah, Teruah, Tekiyah. This is the Psukim. It says we have a Gezer HaShoveh from Yoivil with Rosh Hashanah. In Bar Yoivil it's mentioned once in the Pasuk Teruah, one has to blow Teruah. In Bar Rosh Hashanah it's mentioned twice in the Pasuk, one should mention Teruah. We have a Gezer HaShoveh, 3 times a person has to blow a Teruah. And then it says in Hosik, Vahavar to Koil Shofar, Havol is the notion of a Koil Poshet, what we call a Tekiyah. So one has to have a Tekiyah Lefoneo, and then afterwards it says, Taviru Koil Shofar, that one has to blow a Tekiyah La'achreo. So we learn out, Nigzer Shofar, together, Rosh Hashanah and Yoivul, that a person has to blow 3 times on Rosh Hashanah, Tekiyah, Teruah, Tekiyah. The problem arises, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean, a truah? What's the definition of a truah? In Pasuk it says, Yoim truah yoheh lechem, should be a day of truah, day of blowing. The Targum translates, Yoim yivav yoheh lechem. So truah is the translation, yivav. We find, the Gemara brings there, the Pasuk of Emet, the sister of another sister, Venishka v'ad ha'chanoim, she was looking at the yoveh, and she cried, she wailed, she cried, she groaned. So the shaila is, we see that truah means yevava, wailing, crying. The shayla is, what type of crying, what type of wailing are we talking about? Are we talking about genuch egonach, the longer forms of wailing? Or are we talking about yululiyol, koilas, katsaras, when a person starts crying later on? That's the shayla. Two braises. Genuch egonach is what we call shvorim. That may be the translation of truah. Or yululiyol, the shorter little koilas. That's what we call truah. Or it could be, says the Gemara, could be both together. It could be genuch egonach v'yululiyol. It could be both together, combination of shvorim, truah. In the Mela, since it's the Rambam learns, after the Rambam learns, it's a suffix, what does it mean? What type of truah, what type of koilas are we talking about? Does it mean genuch egonach shvorim? Does it mean yululi yol is what we call truah, or does it mean both together, genuch egonach of yululi? Therefore, to be yoitz to everything, we have to blow all the various different fakers. That the Gemara says, it doesn't mean the other way around. It won't be first yululi yol and then genuch egonach. It won't be first a truah and then a shvorim, because that's not the way a person cries. A person cries, says, longer koilas, groans, and then there's a small little cries at the end. is a mailer, Rabbi Avraham Bekisri was Masakin, that we should be yotza all the shittah, so we have to blow three times Tashrat, Tekiyah Shvonim, through a Tekiyah, three times, because maybe that's the definition of Teruah. Three times Tashat, Tekiyah Shvonim, through, because maybe that's the definition of Teruah. Or three times Tashat, maybe that's the definition of Teruah. In the main, a Midrayaisa is nine koilas, and Midrabonan is 30 koilas. In another important Nekudah, that we also know in Yisama, that in the Sugi, the Rashi, and the Poskim say to bring this, that Shvorim are longer than Yivov. Now, Atruah means Yivovah, Yilul Yolu. Shvorim is a longer type column. We'll see that in the Gehla Halacha. The Gemara says, the Pashta Tha Gemara, Hanos Rishonim learn, that the Shia Tkiyah is Kashia Teruah. How long does a Tkiyah have to be? A Tkiyah has to be as long as it takes to blow a Teruah. How long is a Teruah? Says the Gemara, a Teruah is Gimel Yevon. Three Yevon. So a Tkiyah has to be as long as a Teruah, and a Teruah, the length of a Teruah is Gimel Yevon. What's a Yevon? Is a Machlekes Rashi with the Yevon Yevon in Tosfos. We'll call it Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi learns each a Yevovah is one little koyach. One little koyach blown into the shofar. So the Shiva through a Gimel Yevovah is three little koyach. Tosfos learns that each Yevovah is three koyach. Three little koyach. Three koyach. We'll call it koyach. Three little koyach into the shofar. So through a Gimel Yevovah, so that means three times three is nine little koyach. Nine little koyach. So we know through we blow nine little ones. So we pass them basically the offshoot of the passing off and hold the passing like toys. So the definition of Atruah is three Yevovahs being nine little toys. Nine little toys. Pashtas, as we'll get to speak about as the other time goes, Pashtas, we're automatically yotz and asher anyway, because you're allowed to blow the Truah longer. So if I blow nine, I've automatically got Shittah Rashi. Shittah Rashi has three little toilets, and I blew it longer, I have nine. So when I blow it through, I'm going to Pashtus, Machabal and Zola, there are more, that when you are Yotza, so you automatically Yotza Rashi. So, Ashir Tekiyah is as long as it takes to blow Atruah. Atruah is Gimel Yevovah. A Yevovah is a Machlikas Rashi Tosis, whether it's one little koyach or it's three little koyach. And Leila is talking about Shittah Tosfos, or Gola Halacha. One has to blow a Tekiyah long enough, as long as it's going to take to blow a two and nine little koyach. We'll soon get to that in seconds, what that means. In practice, out in the Ma'aseh. Shteit in Shulchan Aruch. That when you get to the Tashrat, your Tekiyah will have to be a longer Tekiyah, because your Tekiyah has to be as long as the Teruah. When I'm blowing Tashrat, what is my Teruah? Here we've been choshed that the definition of Teruah in the Torah is both together. Shvorim, Teruah. Genuchi gonach v'yule l'yolu. So in which case my Teruah is much longer, so my Tekiyah has to be longer. Has to go in accord with what I'm blowing. In Hu Adin, when I'm blowing Tashrat, where we mentioned before, Shvorim is a longer coil than Yevovah, so my Tekiyah will have to be longer than when I blow Tashrat. So it comes out like this. Teruah, as we said, is nine koichas. Nine koichas. Shvorim is a minimum of nine koichas, and then a plus, because Shvorim are longer, three Shvorim are longer than three Yevovah. So when you're blowing the Lamashul Tashrat, so the Shvorim is nine plus, the Teruah is nine plus, so therefore you'll have to blow a Tekiyah which is 18 plus Koichos long, 18 and a Mashahu. Let's simplify it. Let's talk about if each Yevovah is three, so each Sheva is going to be a bit longer. Each Sheva is four. Each Sheva has to be four Koichos long. We'll still come to what it means in a second, but it has to be four Koichos long. So therefore when I'm blowing Tashrat for my Teruah, what we associate the Teruah is here, Ishvon Teruah together, so it's going to be Shvorim 3 times 4, 12, and through it 9, it's 12 plus 9, it's 21. My tikkia is going to be 21 koyches long. When I blow into shat, my tikkia doesn't need to be that long. It only has to be equivalent to the shvarim. From 9 plus, it has to be 12 koyches long.
Why does hashat what it's
called? Because a shever is longer than a yevoda. So if a yevoda is 3 koyches long, so a shever is going to be 3 and a bit. Let's call it 4 for simplifying. Yeah, so maybe it's not, it's 3.5, but let's simplify it, I'm talking half, so they'll make it 4, so 4, 3 times 4, 12, plus the 9 for the truer, will be 21. In Tanakh, there's a smaller one, it only has to be equivalent to the truer, 2 is 9 times as well. So let's talk about Tashrat. So Tashrat, my tiki has to be as long as the shvor and truer, which is 9 plus 9, with 18, plus Kolshu, we'll call it 21. We know, we'll discuss that more later. Tashrat the Ashit Rishonim, that you have to blow Tashrat the base machine. That means, in between the Shvarim and the Truah, one has to take a machine, one has to take a breath. We'll soon come to the Maisa when we do the base machine, when we don't do base machine, but I have to take a breath. State Matafraim, in Agor, the Bishem, Sefer Eishdos, which is constantly brought in Matthew Fran, and other songs after the, we take a lot of Hilchot Tikkiyus in the Sefer Eishdos. The Shir of the Neshima is another 6 koyches. However long it takes to blow 6 koyches in the Shofar, that's the Shir of the Neshima. Not a lot, you'll see this in a second, not a lot. Is a Meila. So when I'm blowing Tikkiyus Tashrat, we said our Tikkiyah has to be as long as the Shvon Teruah. A part of Shvon Teruah is, according to the Rishonim, the Neshima. A Neshima is part of the Shvon Teruah. That's when the Torah said through it meant Shvorim, breath, through it. That's the Surah of the Truah in the Torah. In the Meila, therefore, you have to be as long as a Shvorim, a breath, and a Truah. So if the Shvorim Teruah, we said, was 21 Koyches, 18 plus, 21 we'll call it, add on another 6 Koyches, so we're holding now, by 27 Koyches long. If that's a Shrat about the Kaya, should be blowing his Tekiah, 27, if we're talking about it, if we're not making half measures, we can call it 24 plus, well, let's call it 27 to simplify things. How long is that? So that's the sheer, how long a tekiah should be by Tashrat. How long is that the nicer? Is one of the days when Machabim dreams that he took about tekiah a mumche, and he told to blow a few times Tashrat, and he timed it, and the tekiah has to be 4 seconds long. 4 seconds long. 24 plus koiches, 24 a bit, 27, is 4 seconds long. I asked another Baltikeya, a Munker, and he says that it has to be 5 to 6 seconds long. It's not very long. If you'd be surprised, when a person's a good Baltikeya and he goes on a decent tekiah, it's automatically 5 seconds. A good, decent, strong tekiah is 5 seconds. If we're talking somewhere in between 4 to 6 seconds, that's how long your tekiah should be by Tashrat. This is Toshet Nisana, or the spoken out in the Poskim, Daki Moshe. A person has to hear the Tekiah Mitzil of Atzot. So say, if you've got a Baal Tekiah, those very long Tekiahs. He's a long Tekiah, therefore, today. He's a name. A person says, I've heard 5 seconds left already. I've heard the Shia. I can start saying the Hidotsu. Moshe, Daki Moshe. A Tekiah has to be heard, the Tekiah of the Tekiah, and the Sof of the Tekiah. In the Nela, a person shouldn't start saying the Hidotsu. The Meister, until he said the Sofki, even though you've already heard the whole Shir of the Tekiah. So the Moshe Shnemberg brings down the Biskarov, you've been machriz before Tekiah Shofar, that people should wait till they've heard the Sof Tekiah before they say Yehirotsu. So after Tekiah, there's a Shulchan Aruch, let's talk about the Shvarim. There's a Shulchan Aruch that one has to be careful when one blows a shever, not to blow the shever too long, because if you blow the shever too long, it can become a tekiah. The only difference between the shever and a tekiah is in the length, is in the time that you blow it. And later one has to be careful. The Moshe Noch Rashi, you know, don't know how this one is, according to Rashi, the shever is the tekiah is, as long as true is, 3 koich, because each shiva is only one. So the whole tefillah is three koichos. You got sheva, you're very, very short sheva, because if you blow a sheva, three koichos, well, you've made it into a tefillah. But let's talk lididon. We hold that a truah is nine koichos. So before nine koichos, we're not going to have a problem. We're not going to have a problem. Ashvorim, if you blow it eight koichos, that can't become a tefillah. What we said before, that your tekiah depends on what faith you're holding. If you're holding by kashrat, your tekiah has to be as long as your shvorin through it, which is 18 plus koichot. So in theory, one could blow a tekiah, quite a long tekiah, one could blow it, as long as it would take to blow shvorin through it. And when one gets to shat, one will have to blow a shorter sheva, because the shvorin shouldn't turn out the tekiah, which was 9 plus, which was 12 koichos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one shouldn't do that. Two reasons. Number one, if by kashrat you start blowing long shvorim, and by kashrat you can't do such a long sheva because it will become a tekiah, you have to blow a shorter sheva, people are going to get confused. So you have to keep it to a certain amount. Number one. And number two, says the Mishnah Berurah, is the shit of the house. The shit of the Raya learns that your tekiah is not dependent on your truah. He learns a different shach in the Gemara. The shit of the Raya is, a tekiah is always separate. That's what tekiah is. It doesn't depend, well, should learn, as we said before, the tekiah depends how long your truah is. The shit tekiah, because shit truah, you're blowing a longer truah, shvorim truah, your tekiah can be longer. Shit of the Raya is, no, there's always, it does a different shach in the Gemara. Shit of the Raya is, a tekiah is always nine koichos. Therefore, you always have to mishavu, we have to be choished le shit of the Raya, and therefore, you always have to keep your sheva less than nine koichos long. So if you're saying, let's say, we say a tekiah is going to be 4 seconds, so then your sheva has to be 1.3, something like that. One and a bit. Which it is generally. But we said before, there is a machlekes how to blow shvorim through. There are a shoinim that learn that since when the Torah says through, we have a tzad that means shvorim together with through, gunuch egala together with yulul yolu. So therefore, you mustn't be mastic between them, because that is the through of the through. So therefore, you mustn't take a breath. It must be b'neshim achat. It has to be blown together. Otherwise, you're going to make a hefty. Other Rishonim learn that no, since the derech of Gnuch Higona, Yulul Yorul, is not to do it together. It says Gnuch Higona, and then later on is Yulul Yorul. And then later, it should be done the base machine. One should take a breath between the shvorim and the Teruah. Those are the Rishonim that learn that it should be done the Neshima Achas, then it's Machka. It has to be done the Neshima Achas. If you do it the base Neshima, you're not the Yotza. Those shittas that learn, if you do it the base Neshima, that's a Lechatchila. Lechatchila, that's the way you do Genuchi Golav Yulul Yolav. One has a breath in between. But it's not Machka. If you do it the Neshima Achas, you do it in one of the Sifas together, you'll also be Yotza. The Neila, the Mechaber comes along, and the Mechaber makes up Shorah, and the Mechaber says that when we blow the first set of keys in Yushuv, we should blow the Neshima Achas, Yitzvah, those shippers, and when we blow the keys in Mo'omet, the second set of keys, then we do it the base of Shema, when Yitzvah, L'chol HaDeh, each time we do something different. The Ramor says that the mini pulse is always to do the base machine. The Chayodon, which means the Chayodon, that's not a good idea. Not a good idea, like the Ramor, because if you do the base machine, then according to that shit, you're not yotz at all. It's better the hachro of the mechaber that you yotz all the days. The third time you do the neshima achas, to be yotz the shit and have to do the neshima achas. The second time you blow, you'll do the base neshima because you'll be yotz the kol alma. Because even the shit who learns base neshima is moide by the evet that you can do the neshima achas. The main attack of many asking us, I could do like the Chayodon, but they know it like the Mechaber, that first we blow the Neshima Achas, and then later on we blow the base Neshima. What does it mean, Neshima Achas? What does it mean, the Neshima Achas? Is here in Machloek is the Mishmur Mechadish. The Mishmur learns Neshima Achas means that you make a slight pause, but not the Neshima. But you shouldn't blow b'koyach echot. You're not malia mitoich hashena. You make a slight pause. That's the shit of the Mishnah. The Chaznish learns no. So there must be any pause whatsoever. You have to be malia mitoich hashena. It comes straight out when the sheva comes out the truah. The nice when the vote is manoik, obviously like the Mishnah. So we make a slight pause, not a neshima, but a slight pause between the shvorim and the truah. The gap base machine. Base machine is not just sufficient to make a pause of the length of time of an Ashima between the Shvorim and Truah. One actually has to take a breath. It's not a shear in Zman, in how long the pause should be between the Shvorim and Truah. The nice one has to take an Ashima. Staten in Elef HaNogen brings down from the Eish Dor. So if you're holding by, you're blowing out base machine. And you didn't take a breath, you paused. The time it takes to take a breath, as we said, well, 6 days, as we said. But you didn't actually take a breath, you're not yotza. Why? Because that's not called base neshima, because you didn't take a breath. And it won't be called the neshima achas, because you made a hefik. Because a mele, you have to, take some practical is to take a breath, but you have to make sure. So the Baal Tekeh takes a neshima, a breath in between the two, between the Shvorim and the Teruah. Let's talk now about when sometimes it can be a mistake that takes place and you lose your Tekeh Rishayna and you have to go back to the Tekeh Rishayna. The klal is like this. If a person's blowing and it didn't come out the right call, he's trying to blow a Tekeh. Let's talk about the Tekeh Achroni. Trying to blow the Tekeh, it's not coming out, so that's no problem. It's called Nisko the Tekeh. Start again, till you get it. When do we say the person loses that case, that bother where he's in, has to go back to the Tekeh Rishona? That's when you blow a kol which was not meant to be there in the first place. For example, he's blowing Teshat, he blows Tekeh Shvorim, and then he forgets, he makes a mistake, and he throws in a Teruah. The Teruah was not meant to be there. That's a foreign kol which is not meant to be here. That is mekalkel this particular Teshat that you're blowing. You have to go back to Tekeh Rishona. Or in the other case, a person blew Tekeh Shvorim, he's blowing Teshat, let's say, and then he made a mistake and he blew Shvorim again. He made a little heftig and he blew Shvorim again. So that second Shvorim is not meant to be there. That's mekalkel your seder. You have to go back to the Tekeh Rishona. Says the Master Fran Elf HaMogen, and that's how high all the passion. Let's say a person is now holding back Tarat. So after blew Tekeh, threw a Tekeh. So he blew Tekeh. When he came to Tarat, there were 9 little koilas. He blew 3. And then he stopped. He lost his breath. He only blew 3. What should he do now? According to Rashi, he's been yotza. According to Rashi, he's been yotza. We should stop here and blow the Tekeh. He can't, because we're all passing. We have one passing that Rashi, we're all passing. Like a Toysus, we need to blow another Teruah of 9 Koilas. But if you blow another Teruah of 9 Koilas, according to Rashi, is a Teruah Teruah. And we have to be Choysha to be Yotzeshit of Rashi. The Neil of Haskell is the Master Shrein with the Chayodom. That is such a Echatinsa, where he stopped after 3 little Koilas, his Teruah. You'll have to go back to the Tekeh, Rishayna. Often it can take place that a person is not quite sure what the Baal Tekeh is doing. What's he blowing here? Is he blowing, is he being sent back to a Tekeh Rishona? Is he re-blowing a Tekeh Achrona? Is he going forward and starting the next Tekeh Rishona? Sometimes there's a little bit of confusion. His Pashtus, when you're holding Ben Seder LeSeder, in other words, we just finished in Tashat. He's blown the last Tekeh Achrona of Tashat, and he's about now to start Tekeh Rishona of Tashat. His Pashas there, if you thought he was going and he's blowing the first Tekeh of Tashat, the Be'emes, the Baal Tekeh, was not happy, and he's re-blowing the Tekeh Achrona, that's a problem. That is a problem. Because Pashas, one needs Kavona, whether it's a Tekeh Achrona of this Seder, or a Tekeh Lefoneh of a previous Seder. The guy, the Mishnah, because the Ramor says If a person blew one tekiah between the base story and the pashat, pashat, before he pronounced out pashat, and he made a tenai, he said explicitly, whichever is the correct thing, if pashat is the correct thing, then this should be matziah reina of pashat. If pashat is the correct thing, this should be matziah reina of pashat. Says the Mishnah, says the Ramor, you're good. Says the Ramor, you're good. The Shafi is mazbir, but that's that good because he made a tenai. He explicitly had kavanah to do that thing. The same person will blow tashrat, and then he'll think to himself, look, I mean, if tashrat is right, okay, if I've blown the tekiah right, but if tashrat is wrong, so let this be the tekiah rishayna of tashrat. Now just start shvon through. So the shatzin, no, that won't be enough, because you have to have kivonah. So the shatzin, that won't help you, because abli mehif neklal, if you weren't made to make any explicit comments in tanoim, el ra'acha shetoket tashrat, toket rak shat, he goes straight to shat, because he says, mamolosha, let it work. Bevadai ein yichoyin l'tzarech. Mach mesotek seker, why? Dehalo loichidmen bishvil zeh. You were not mechavan that should be the tekiah rishayna. Since you were not mechavan that in the Jewish shayna, have you could talk about kevonah. But l'choyin l'teir shayna, you should learn a shatzi, I mean, the boy's on the shayna, that by being seder l'seder, one has to have and know whether I'm blowing a tekiah from the previous seder to shat or from the shat. Nivayin again. What's in oisa seder? For example, person is blowing tashat in tashat whatever, and he thinks this is the tkiach reina from the first case, the first tashat is the tkiach reina from the first one, and the meiser he thinks he's blowing it over. The meiser about care what happened. He goes further. So you think it's the tkiach reina from the first tashat, and the emes is the tkiach reina of your second tashat. But oisa seder, is that also a problem? Is it always noig to make a problem out of it? One should always know what's going on. Moedim is man and says, it's not ma'akiv, but noch in lechatchila, but lechoy as a feira, in the emes, pashta fatoistas, I'm not telling out in the nozzle of the rai, but pashta fatoistas, that is a problem. But the Mishnabur says, the feira is not a problem. We should call Mishnabur, it's not a problem in Maisa. Because here we're talking about, we said before, that if you are blowing, and it comes in a cold, it shouldn't be there. For example, you blow one short shvoim and then another set of shvoim by mistake, so you lose your tekiah rishayna. Says the Mishnah, what would be a case? A person blew tekiah, shvoim, made a mistake, blew shvoim again, blew his tekiah, and then after he blew his tekiah shvoim, he realized, oh, I blew two times shvoim, I made a mistake. So you have to go back to the tekiah rishayna. Says the Mishnah, since you've already blown that tekiah at the end, you could use that for tekiah rishayna. In that same seder, I can use a tekiah reina for a tekiah rishayna. Let's just finish in the time. We'll speak another half an hour. The third of tekiah is plenty. Let's just in the time, very interesting. A tekiah should be a koil poshet. The rishayna says it should be a koil poshet mitchil matos. It's a glatt tekiah. Shouldn't go ups and downs at all. That's lechatchila how to keep it. Touch the ah, mekoinus, where they dach, you finish off with a bra, or start off with a bra. It goes up and down. Oh, but the emes and the rishonim is mevur, and the medactic and medactic, the koil should be mitchila batsof, straight. They bring down a edus of a Talmud of Yerushu Leidiskin, that from a shchoidish el already, he brought in a number of valid tekiahs, and he made them blow tekiahs before him, so he could choose which valid tekiahs would be able to blow a koil poshe mitchila batsof. That was the beginning, that was during Elul. Then on Rosh Hashanah itself, says the Talmud, after the Suda, used to come loads of Bali Tekeah to his home, and they would blow from Tashat, Tashat, or but the Iki Kepeah that he was on the Tekeah. It should be a Kol Poshet. As one Tekeah, one Bali Tekeah got exhausted, the second one started. And it says, he says, this went on, he stood by the wall, the Dveikas, hearing the Tekeah, From after the Suda, come up till Nach. Before this is the Shkir. How much it was medactic in the Yilat Tashat. It's only very hard. Sorry.
First of all, I want to make a correction. Yesterday, I think I said that Rav Naftali Amsterdam was the Rebbe of the Chacham Sofer. He wasn't the Rebbe of Rav Nadler, and he was the Talmud of the Rebbe of Palanta. We're going through these strategies, these tools for Kavona and Tfilah. We're going through these strategies of Kavona and Tfilah. The Vilna Gaon says by the Esther Makkos that each of the Makkos included all the previous ones. So just to chaz on the previous two. Day number one, we learnt that we should clear our minds before we go. We shouldn't think of things before governing which will disturb us. Day number two yesterday was that one should have a chona preparation. One should stop and think for a minute during davening. And today we're up to page 20, which is feeling the need. Basically, the principle is that he brings down in the introduction that obviously people who are Ba'is Torah feel the need to daven, and their kavanas are much greater during the davening Ba'is Torah than they are the rest of the time. And the point about this chapter is that one should really feel the need the whole time. That when things are good, one should daven to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. As they say, Hoydu Lashem Ki Toiv, that when things are going well, then you should daven to the Rebbe Shem Hoydu Lashem, and you shouldn't wait for Min Hametzah Karotiko. So that's what he says in the introduction. He says, need is one of prayer's most potent fuels. A person who needs to daven, a person who has a need, he will daven obviously much more sincerely. And he says, the Rebbe Rabbeinu Shifta says that the klola that was given to the Nochosh after the Avera in Gan Eden was that also Tochal Kol Yemei Chayecho. Why? Because wherever the Nochash goes, he's got his food ready. If his food is offer, then wherever he crawls, he's got offer ready. Therefore, he has no need to come onto the Rebbeinu Shlom. He doesn't feel each day, I need panosa. He doesn't feel a need to daven. And that itself is a klolo of also Tochal Kol Yemei Chayecho. Somebody who exists, or an animal who exists in this world, and feels no need to come into the Rebbeinu Shlom. And then he brings down the Gemara in Yevamos, which you all know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzava letilos shel tzadikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Yemohos were akoros, and the reason for that was that the Rebbeinu Shlom put them in a situation where they felt the need to daven. Then he says, the motivating power of real need becomes clear if you compare the way that people daven on Yom Kippur, let's say, where a person is not necessarily even Ba'is Torah. The only Ba'is Torah is that today I feel a closeness to the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's the culmination of those who made Shuvah, and I feel a general need to daven, even though it might not be a specific Ba'is Torah. But the fact is that when a person has a situation in Yom Kippur, he mentions whether there's a crisis in Eretz Yisrael, or if somebody is sick, then obviously that need drives the person to daven better. And he brings down the Mishnah in Tanis, which says that when there was a shortage of rain in Eretz Yisrael, then the sort of person that they chose in order to be the Shliach Tzibur was somebody who is an elder, he has to be well versed in prayer, who has children, whose house is empty of food, so that such a person, he feels generally that they are in need. He's a person with enough unkim to the Boshan generally in his personal life, and therefore such a person is right to daven for Klal Yisrael that they should have rain. That's what the Ram says. And he brings a moshel here that of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai said that there was a king who had a son who had travelled somewhere away, and the son obviously needed to be supported by the king. Therefore, he received his annual payment. But once a year, he used to come and visit his father, and used to collect enough to support him for the entire year. And when the father decided that he would like to see his son more often, he said that in future I will pay you monthly or weekly, or daily even, that was a device in order that he should be able to see his son more often, as the son should have to come on to him and therefore visit him that much more often. And sometimes he says, unfortunately, the Rebbeinu Shlom, if he sees that the person is not close to the Rebbeinu Shlom and the person is not davening with great kavana, then sometimes the Rebbeinu Shlom is in some situations so that the person will feel the need to daven in order that there could be that closeness between us and the Rebbeinu Shlom. And he says that that the Gemara refers to prayer as compassion. Can't remember the Gemara Brachos 12b, which uses the Loshon compassion. What's the Rachmonis? What? Tachnunim, is it? Blessed. Anyway, by calling prayer compassion, he says on the last one, number 20, on page 22, the final paragraph, he says the bottom line is that it's only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's steadfast compassion we have to come onto the Rebbeinu Shlom for everything that we have. And therefore what we have to do is to recognize that we have to medachum kim to Rebbeinu Shlom, therefore one has to daven to him. And then just briefly, which I didn't do yesterday, points to ponder at the end of each paragraph, at the end of each at the end of each essay, he has three brief or whatever, however many it is each time, but it's just three, in this case, brief ones. Hashem desires our prayers to provide us with motivation to reach out to Him. That's one. The sense of pressing means that a person will daven with better kavona, and even without pressing, even if there isn't a situation, as on the Shulchan Aruch is Torah, that a person, if he feels that he has to come to the Bnei Shalom, he will daven with that much more kavona.